Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Schwiees, Perik, Beis, Mishnah, hey. If you want to have a good fig crop, you have to catch it when it's ripe. You don't want to let it overripe. Sometimes you have to help it to become ripe. When you see it's not going to get ripe. One of the things they did to help it ripen was that sochin es apagim, they would smear oil on the figs that did not ripen yet. That would help it get ripe quicker. Umenakvinoisan, sometimes explains the Batanura, they would make a hole in them, small holes, and they would put oil into the hole. Or some say no, the holes has nothing to do with the oil. They would stop make a little hole so the water gets in. That helps it get ripe. Either way, Ad Rosh Hashanah, you can do it until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. In other words, normally these figs should have ripened before Rosh Hashanah, but something is wrong over here. For whatever reason, we're looking, we're saying, uh-oh, they're behind. So I want to help it along. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Pagei Erev Shvias. The unripe figs from Erev Shvias. Shenichnesu l'shvias, that enter the Shemitah year. In other words, they started to grow during year number 6. But I'm saying, ay, 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 it's not going to get ripe until the actual Shemitah year, until year number 7. Well, what if I oil it during the 6th year? It's not going to help. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vaitra, Vishel Shvias. We have unripe figs during a Shemitah year. In other words, they started to grow during the Shemitah year, but they're not going to ripen until year number 8, until the first year after Shemitah. Sak the Mishnah, leave these alone. Loi sachin, don't smear oil on them. Loi menakvinoisin, don't make holes in them. Yeah, but I'm going to do it before Shemitah or after Shemitah. No. Once these figs start growing during Shemitah, they have kedushas hashvias. Even after Shemitah, even after Shemitah. So if they don't ripen during Shemitah, you can't smear them or fill them with oil in the year after Shemitah, just like you can't do it during Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, don't be so quick to answer everything. Rabbi Yehuda says, Makam shenahagu lasach, in a place where they normally smear the figs with oil, einasach, and you can't smear them with oil before Shemitah, b'mei shu avoida. It's considered work. This is part of the work that's normally done with figs. However, makam shenahagu shaloi lasach, in a place where normally they don't smear figs with oil. So interestingly enough, says Rabbi Yehuda, sasachin, you can smear it with oil during the 6th year. Wait, even if the figs won't ripen until Shemitah begins? Yes, even if the figs won't ripen until Shemitah begins. See, if it's not the normal work, you can do it, says Rabbi Yehuda. I don't want it to look like a person is working. We are not supposed to when it comes to Shemitah. But if it's not something that looks like working, because people don't normally do it, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, you could do it. So again, Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokim Shenahagu, in a place where the minig is losach to smear the figs, the young figs, ain't asach, can't do it. If you know they're not going to ripen until Shemitah, you cannot do it. Neshu avoid it. It looks like an avoid it. People can say, he's working. But Mokim Shenahagu, in a place where the minig is the other year, Shaloi losach, not to do this procedure, not to smear it, so sachin, you can smear it even though you know it's not going to ripen until Shemitah. Because it doesn't look like an avoid it. Reb Shimon is matir. Once Shvias is gone, matza Shvias to do work on a tree that has Perish Shemitah on it. Even though the Peris have the Kedusha of Shemitah, and that Kedusha of Shemitah stays, but Reb Shimon holds you can do work to help out the tree. But the Halach is like the Tanakhama. Just like it's also to do some things before Shemitah, it's also us to do some things after Shemitah. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Our Mishnah tells you can smear oil on figs that didn't ripen yet during year number 6. They should ripen more quickly. Or you can make holes in them. Some say you put oil into the holes. Some say stamazai, the holes help, the little holes help, the water should get in. It should ripen quicker. But the Tanakhama is talking about figs that would normally ripen before Rosh Hashanah. For whatever reason it's getting delayed, we're helping it over here. So if Erev Rosh Hashanah someone sees you smearing figs, you can say, look, this is supposed to have ripened during the Shemitah year, Tanakhama holds you allowed to do it. But unripe figs of the year before Shemitah, that come into Shemitah, they started growing in the 6th year. And they weren't even supposed to ripen according to schedule until the 7th year. Or unripe figs that grew during the Shemitah year, they didn't get ripe yet. even though Shemitah is already gone, it's already the eighth year or the first year of the next cycle, you cannot smear oil on them. You can't make the holes in them. It has Kedushas Shvias. Now, Yehuda says it depends. In a place where they normally do it, Yitaka can, because it looks like an Avodah. But in a place where they normally don't smear this oil, it doesn't look like an Avodah, then it's okay. And Rav Shimon's Shita is, you can work on a tree the year after Shemitah, even if it's still full of figs that grew during Shemitah. Rav Shimon's Shita is, once Shemitah is finished, you can do Avodah, even though the fruits themselves have Kedushas Shvias.